Hallelujah. Praise God. Good morning. Hey, one thing I wanted to speak about before I get into the message today, I want you to get a hold of this. Today starts the NFL season, okay? And I'm not supporting them this year until things change. But at the same time, many of you were baptized into the body of Christ last week. And I'm a coach. I'm going to coach you. But every time there's a new recruit, there's a rookie that comes in, there's a veteran that comes along beside them and helps them grow in that field, okay? And God's going to surround you with some veterans to work with you and walk beside you. God doesn't call anybody to be an island. He calls us all to a body, amen? And every last part is important. So my job is to encourage you. Amen. To pump you up so that we can fight the good fight of faith and lay a hold of eternal life where we're called to profess a good testimony before many witnesses. One of the things the Father was speaking to my heart about as we witnessed you accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior and publicly announcing him before the body of Christ last week, all of a sudden you're faced with peer pressure. Hello? Your friends don't understand the direction you're going. Family members may not understand the direction you're going. And God doesn't put undue pressure on us. Amen? One of the things God does for us is he encourages us, but he doesn't. If it's stealing your peace, it's not from God. Okay? So if something is stressing you or intimidating you, the body of Christ isn't here to intimidate you. I'm not here to tell you how bad your sin is. I'm here to tell you how good God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And that God has a great plan and purpose for your life. And that's why he called you and anointed you and appointed you for a time such as now. Amen. Because you are called to make a difference in this world in the last days. And I truly believe we're in the last days. So when things come to to try to intimidate you and it's stealing your peace, say, wait a minute, that's stealing my peace. To press on and to strive to do something is to encourage. Amen? He says that the fruit of the Spirit, he says to the joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith flows through the believers to you to help you grow. The believers, Your trainers, the veterans, they're no better than you are. We're all in the same race. Amen? It's almost like a relay race. We're all doing it together. But today, I'd like for you to open your Bibles with me this morning to Philippians chapter 3. And when I was thinking about this is pressing to strive to endeavor to do something, okay? In other words, if you became a new creation in Christ Jesus, the Bible says old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Amen? So now you're on a new journey with the Lord. Amen? And so let's see what he has to say to us today. The Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 13, he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." Now here we are. We were going down life's highway like this. We encountered Jesus and he gave us a change of direction. Now the first thing we want to do is we want to bring our friends and our acquaintances with us. Amen? Because we know what the Lord did in our hearts and lives. But at the same time, we can't allow them to draw us back to what the Lord delivered us out of. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to say. He put a song in my heart today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's something that we have in each and every one. But the Apostle Paul said this. He says, "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. So today I'm going to look at the peer pressure. The peer pressure. We're going to look at the press, the prize, and the position. The press, the prize, and the position. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of his word. Can we make a declaration here together? Hey, we're going to come into agreement. If you want to receive the word, there's a power in agreement. And what we're doing right here is we're coming in agreement with one another. Can you repeat after me and say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, I'm so grateful, Lord, for your word. And Father God, I'm grateful, Father God, that you sent it here to do something in hearts and lives. That you'll speak to the veterans and you also speak to the rookies. That you'll meet everyone right where they're at. But you'll love on each and every one in a manner and a way that their lives will be changed. You sent your word for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that we may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So Lord, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. Okay, first we're going to look at to strive. To press is to strive. And we're in a new race. We're heading in a different direction, and it's going to take some effort. How many know that without effort, nothing is accomplished? Amen. Let me say this to you as a new believer in Christ Jesus. A weekly experience isn't going to keep you. Amen. It's a daily experience to meet the Lord first thing in the morning and walk with him during the day and let him walk with you during the day and pray before you go to bed at night. And then you'll wake up with a different attitude. Amen. And if you have aught in your heart against anybody, forgive them before you go to bed. Because the adversary has a way of feeding that adversity inside of you and that bitterness, and it becomes stronger and stronger. And then you wake up in a bad mood. Because the adversary attacks you in your night, in your dreams, in your sleep. Amen. But God says, hey, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. So he's called us first to press, to strive. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 13. Luke 13, verse number 23. I'll start there. He said, then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter and shall not be able. The strait gate is Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. The strait gate is the straight and narrow way, and he is the only way. Look at your neighbor and say, Jesus, he's my way. And 1 Corinthians chapter 9, the Apostle Paul brings it into the sporting. He brings it into a race. We're in a race, but we're not in a race against one another. Hallelujah. And verse number 24, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, I've got to take authority over my body every day. I have to take authority over my mind every day. I have to take authority over my eyes every day. Amen. I'm in a battle. I mean, the devil wants my soul, and God doesn't want him to get it. And he's given me everything that I need to be successful and win this race. Amen. If I follow his instructions, what is his instructions? B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. This is our instruction book. So if you're battling something and you're looking to find an answer for something, this is your answer book. All the answers are in. Now you can call your pastor, because I'm a little more familiar in the word that you may be. Or you can call your veteran, because he may be a little more familiar in the word than you are. But at the same time, God gave you the playbook. Amen. So as we're not looking at this as a game. This is life and death. This isn't a game. Even though I'm paralleling it with a game, God wants you to understand this isn't no game. Amen. This is serious business. Amen. Somebody smile for me or something. You can just say amen or oh me. Amen. So the apostle says in Colossians chapter 1, let me say this to everyone. Listen to me. Everybody, let me have your attention. If Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, error will never free you. Deception will never free you. The only thing that will free you from the thing you want to be freed from is the truth. And sometimes when God brings me the truth, it hurts. But he brings it in love, even though my daddy used to say that when he spanked me. You know, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. I never got that until I had to spank, was almost face to spank a child, all right? I could feel the pain, you know? I thought as a kid he was just celebrating the opportunity to whip me. But he wasn't. Amen? And the Word of God says to you and I, in Colossians chapter 1, he said, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. As long as I'm in Christ, I'm what? God sees me as perfect. Right now, when God's looking at you, he's seeing you through his son. But one day we'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and his son won't be in front of us any longer. Amen? And we'll give an account. We're not losing our salvation, but we'll give an account according to the word of God. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. Amen? And the truth shall make us free. Amen? Some of those things that we willingly did after we knew better. There's one thing, there's darkness and ignorance, but when we know better, and we do it anyway, God's going to hold us accountable for it. Hello? You know what? People don't realize it. This isn't a very good office to be in. I not only have to give an account for what I do, but I have to give an account for what I told you. Ouch. Hello? Amen? Man, I want to spend time with the Lord. I want to make sure I hear from him and say what he wants to say, you know? But he says to us, the Apostle Paul says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. It's God that does it. If the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, the Bible says he shall quicken your mortal body by the spirit that lives in you. When my spirit man is quickened, it's made alive, it keeps me from doing the things I'm not supposed to do. When I touch it, it's already hot. I don't have to get burned by it. Amen. So first he says to us, hey, we're to press. We're to strive to enter into the straight gate. We're to press in. For what? For the prize. There isn't anybody that's competing in any athletic sport that isn't expecting a prize. Amen. Now, what the apostle was doing, he was given a parallel so they could understand the kingdom of God with something they were used to, like the games in Athens and Greece and the sporting events and the things that were taking place. So they had understanding that the kingdom is parallel, sort of like that. Amen. So he says to you and I, and for the prize in 2 John. Anybody with me say amen? Amen. You know, one of the things I tell you as a pastor, when I get amens, when I hear amen, that means to me that you got the point. But if I don't hear amens, I got to keep on in that same point and belabor it until I get the amen. Hello? Hey, this is a team sport, right? Amen. I might be here doing the motivational speaking up here, but you're the team, and we're doing this together, okay? Amen. So this place, when we're speaking the word and preaching the word, this place should be shaking because all of y'all are excited to be a child of God. Anybody in the room excited to be a child of God? Can you give God a shout of praise? Ah! Man, I was born with a loud mouth. But in 2 John, verse number 6, the Word of God says that this is love, that we walk after His commandments, and this is the commandment that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Amen? Amen? So he says to you and I in Philippians chapter 2, with that thought in mind, we're looking at the prize. It's kind of interesting though. I was never a good boxer, but I get to be a prize fighter every day. Uh-huh. That was kind of corny. I thought I'd get some corn haze or something coming out of there. I thought that was a pretty good corny thing. But the Apostle Paul says, as he's speaking to the church at Philippi in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 16, he says, for us to holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice in service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. I count it an honor to serve you and help you grow in faith. Amen. If faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, what you're going to hear from me is the word of God. Amen. Because it's your faith measure that needs to increase. As he says, for unto you, wait a minute, no, I wasn't there. He says, for I offered up a sacrifice, the service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. In other words, I challenged the body this morning to adopt these new believers that were just baptized in the body, that we're all on the same team. And we shall do it with joy. Amen. I don't know. The new believers in Christ Jesus aren't looking for a sad sack. They're looking for somebody that has joy unspeakable and the fullness of glory. Amen. They got enough junk going on in their houses, in their homes, and in the workplaces, in the world they live in today. They don't need to hear the junk from you. Amen. What they need to hear of yours is we serve the Lord, and we're full of joy unspeakable and the fullness of glory. Because my joy does not come from things of this world. My joy doesn't come from things that I have. My joy comes from the Lord, and He has a fountain that keeps flowing, and no one can steal my joy. You may get it for a moment. You may get it temporarily. But you don't get my joy because it's not from you, it's from Him. And I'm not going to let nothing steal my joy. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. What's trying to steal your joy today? What happened this morning? What happened yesterday? What happened last night? What happened this week where the adversary is trying to steal your joy? God says to you today, your joy doesn't come from those things. Your joy comes from me, and I have an endless flow. I can flow so much joy, it'll overflood your soul as you can't even hardly stand it. Amen. I've had the joy of the Lord hit me one time, the real full of the spirit of the joy of the Lord, and this body can't even contain it. Hallelujah. I thought I was going to explode. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. That was include the children and the adults. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Is anybody with me? The Apostle Paul says in 2 Timothy, we're talking about the prize, in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Shoot, I keep on, I might get saved. Hallelujah. Just kidding. Huh? Lord, forgive me for saying that. That didn't come from the Father, and it didn't come from the Son, and it didn't come from the Holy Ghost. It came from me. All right? That statement I just made wasn't from the Lord. He just wanted to clarify who was speaking. That wasn't him speaking. That was Carl speaking. Amen? Stand your hands and pray for your pastor. Hallelujah. But the Word of God says, the Apostle Paul said this, listen to me. Now he brings it into a prize fight. Amen? He says, I have fought a good fight, and I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. He did not only fight, but he finished and he kept. Then he says, henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. This is where the whole team comes in. We've got that. We got the coach. We got the veteran players. We got the rookies. We're all in this together. Amen. Hallelujah. You know how we're going to win this city and this state and the nation, this nation for the kingdom of God? In unity. What has the adversary tried to do this year? To divide the body of Christ, because a body that is divided cannot stand. United we stand, divided we fall, and we're standing on the promises of God. All the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. I believe in God and His Word. He said these things were coming to attack us, and we got to trust God and His Word. He said as it attacks us, He'll see us through, and if I don't live through it, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, either absent or present. I belong to Him. So I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to stand for the kingdom of God, no matter what comes this way. And the adversary doesn't like it, but guess what? He's a loser. I read the end of the book. When Jesus said he was finished, the devil was put in prison and held for eternity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Can somebody get excited about Jesus? So we find first with the press, we have the prize, but then we have the position. The position. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, are y'all following me? Are y'all with me? The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, this is a body. We're a body, so we can take this and apply it to our ministry. He says in verse 26, he says, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things that are despised have God chosen, yea, all in things which are not, to bring to naught things that are all, that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. Amen. I don't care what your past is. God gave you a new present and a new future. God takes everything that the enemy meant for evil and he turns it around and uses it for his glory. I'm sitting before many people that have been through the same thing that I went through before I found Jesus, and I can meet them right where they're at. I can love them right where they're at. I can accept them right where they're at, and I can encourage them to grow in the Lord. Amen. Amen. This is a team effort, guys. This is a team effort. And sometimes if you brought a new recruit in and you laid everything on his shoulders to begin with, you'd wear him out and he'd run out the door. He wouldn't want any part. God will never allow more on you than you can bear, and he always gives you a way of escape. Sometimes as the body of Christ, we put more things on new recruits or rookies than they can bear. God says, don't forget where I found you. I took you from glory to glory to glory to glory, even as by my Spirit. You didn't get to where you are in a day. It took a lifetime. It took a time that you were walking with me and you were transformed into my image. Where he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When your mind was renewed in the Word of God, all of a sudden your life became to transform. It began to change. Amen. I don't know about you, but when I came out of the pit, I smelled like I had smoke on me. Hello? I smoked for 27 years. I was a chain smoker. I had to smoke 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes to feed my habit. I was a crack addict, a cocaine addict, and I had to smoke the cigarettes to have the ashes to smoke my crack on. So I was choking myself and killing myself. But on October the 12th, 1997, the Lord came into the bedroom of my home and delivered me from my addiction and called me into ministry, and I still stunk. I still smelled like smoke. For the first 2 years of my life, I still smoked cigarettes. I still smoke cigarettes. He delivered me from alcohol, from crack cocaine. I said, why did you deliver me from cigarettes too? But I didn't give up cigarettes. I was still smoking cigarettes. Well, they're harmful to your health. Why did you want to kill yourself? But that's either here or there. That's what the world does. But on but 2 years later, I'm sitting on the front porch of my house. And there was an elderly lady from First Assembly of God, where I was attending church with Pastor Jeff Ferguson. And her name was Florence Heatwell. And Florence, I became a prayer partner. She became a prayer partner with me, and she's praying for me all the time. And I'll never forget the day. It was approximately 2 years after I gave my heart to Jesus. I'm sitting on the front porch of my house in Elkton, Virginia, and I'm on the swing, and I'm swinging, and I'm talking to Sister Heatwell, and I'm smoking a cigarette at the same time. And she said this. She said, Pastor, I hear the Lord saying something. I said, not Pastor Carl. I wasn't a pastor then. I was far from a pastor yet. But she said, Carl, I hear the Lord saying something. I don't know what he's saying, but this is what he says. Smoke or breathe. And I went to catch my breath, and I couldn't breathe. And I flicked that cigarette. It was the last time I ever picked one up. Never picked one up again after that day. Never, ever, never, ever again. Amen. And sometimes you got God will let you get to that point where he says, okay, now I'm gonna help you with this decision. Amen. So he really helped me with that. But what I'm talking about, guys, is the grace and the love of God. Just as the grace abounds to you and I, we have to abound this grace to others also. Amen. And also we have in Ephesians chapter 1. Are y'all still with me? Did I lose anybody on the track? We're all in the same race, right? We're all in this together, right? Hey, we're in it to win it, okay? We're in it to win it. God didn't call a loser in the room. Everyone's a winner in Christ Jesus. There's no losers in the room, okay? So you bind every lie. Those words that have been spoken to you as a child. Listen to me. The Spirit of God is speaking to someone. The words that were spoken to you as a child that took your value, took your worth, said that you didn't have no value or worth, belittled you. God says he created you in his image, and you're created just like him. And you're in his image, and God loves you and has a plan in your life. And he wants to bury all those lies and deception that was spoken to your life, and he wants to speak new life into you. Abundance of life, Zoe life that flows in and through you. Amen. So we're going to bind every lie the adversary said and spoken into people's lives and tried to steal your value and steal your worth. Why? The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 1, 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Not my mighty power, but his mighty power. I'm just a vessel that's trusting in his power. I want to stay connected to the source. And as I'm staying connected to the source, it's his power that flows in us and through us to keep us strong. Amen. I don't know, man. That's a pretty good preaching. I didn't hear an amen. So I got a word else. Here we go there, Lord. Did anybody get it? If you didn't, that's okay. We need to stay in it. I don't want to make that a joke to stay in it. I want to say God doesn't want anybody confused. God isn't the artist of confusion. Amen? Amen? God's the real deal. Amen? And he says to you and I today in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 10. And when I was looking at this, this is to hold on to. To hold on to. New believers, the rookies, the veterans, and everyone in between. The apostle said, but the God of all grace, what is grace? Unmerited favor. Not deserved or earned, but unmerited. He says, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, anybody going through some of that? Make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So in closing today, God wants us to also know and understand the perfected. In our text today in Philippians chapter 3, verse number 15, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, let us therefore as many as be perfect be thus minded, and if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. I'm perfected in Christ Jesus. He's the perfect one, not me, but the perfect one is inside of you and I. Amen? And what cast out all fear? Perfect love casteth out all fear, because fear hath torment, and he that is tormented is not made perfected in love. Hallelujah. So in closing today again, hallelujah, we have the press, the prize, and the position to perfect you and I. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. Father, I'm grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you've sent it to do to each and every one that's here. Father, we're all at different places with you. We're all in different positions. But you called for us to strive, to press into for the prize, a high calling of God in Christ Jesus, our perfection. And maybe you're here today, and maybe you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, or one time you've accepted him, but you're not in that place you need to be. And you feel the Spirit of God tugging on your heart today. Would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need Jesus. Is there anybody at all? Pastor, I need Jesus. Is there anybody at all? Father, I'm thankful, Lord, that you're the searcher of every heart and every life. Father, you spoke to us today about peer pressure. Who in here today would you just slip your hand and say, hey, I'm facing some peer pressure, or family or friends or loved ones or people I'm acquainted with in the workplace? Are you feeling any pressure? They don't understand why you want to serve the Lord. Father, I speak the word over them today. I speak this word of strength over their body, their minds, their souls, and their spirits in Jesus' name. And Father, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we have been made whole. Lord, those stripes applied right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch his body. I speak to every organ. Organ. Ooh. Thank you. Songi gida kasunde kasuta rabakosunde. Sunde rasute rababakora. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for every man. I thank you for every woman. I thank you for each and every one, Father God. And Lord, we pray that you bless them, Father God, that you be with them, Father God. Lord, guide and direct them. And be magnified and glorified over everything we do. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, amen.